Blog Talk Radio.
All Pro Media Group Radio showcases professionals on a daily basis. Be inspired and listen to experts from around the globe share their accomplishments with you. APMG Radio, success at its finest.
You're listening to APMG Radio. I'm Lucy, and today I'm pleased to introduce our special guest, who is the owner and president at Top Step Consulting. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show Jody Cecy. Jody, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Lucy, for having me.
So, Jody, tell us a little bit about your background and what inspired you to get into this profession.
So, I've always been drawn to computers, as many people in my generation are. And I went through college getting a computer science degree and entered into the world of programming and government contracting. And in there, I saw a lot of business processes, maturity model type activities, and really had a zest or a feel for wanting to follow those type of processes, having things be very orderly, predictable, and control factors in place and finding efficiencies where there can be so there's everyone's well understood in communication. So after that, I went into the commercial world after working in the government sector for quite a number of years and found that the commercial world is not as orderly, and there's a heavy reliance on technology solutions. And so after working in various software organizations, I ended up founding Top Step Consulting, basically helping organizations get to that efficiency and the optimization by, leveraging all of the experience I've had from the government sector and the commercial sector and finding ways to leverage, software technologies and business processes and marrying those together to optimize and make your organization more efficient.
So what are some of the challenges that businesses face that you come across when you're dealing with these customers?
So a lot of times I find in the commercial area specifically that the organizations, when the organization starts off, it's a fairly small organization, and then there's a growth that happens, and so scalability is always an issue, trying to keep up with, the volume of work that comes in. And many times what started out working from an organization or a management perspective in the beginning of the company doesn't work a year or two later, and so they turn to areas to help them manage their business, and those areas tend to be technology solutions. Mm-hmm. So us at Top Step Consulting, we do business consulting specifically for the market area of professional services, and those are companies that have project-based organizations. Maybe they install software solutions or they do business consulting themselves or creative agencies that have like marketing campaigns and stuff. So they're all project-based organizations. And in those types of organizations, you're not only managing, capacity and staffing demands, you're managing new business, you're managing current customers, you're managing a lot of different projects, a lot of dynamics, trying to make sure information gets out to the customer, invoicing gets out, cash flow comes in. So you're sort of managing the business. And in many cases, what operational needs come out are things like, transparency to back office operations, making sure that there's real-time information at our fingertips. In the world of social media, everyone knows everything in an instant, and so why can't you have that in your business? Why can't I know exactly what's going on for this project, for this customer, for this, person's effort in the company? So they'll turn to technology to find a solution. So the challenges that drive them to that technology are those transparency, the scalability, just dealing with things that maybe they built a solution in-house and now in the world of the cloud, they're really looking for a solution that is more available on demand, doesn't have a lot of the limitations of being behind firewalls and stuff. So a lot of technology, a lot of business operations needs, a lot of just growth of the company drive companies to look at technology solutions. And that's really where we end up coming in, helping them with the technology solution area.
And what are some of those solutions that you offer to help the companies become more efficient?
So technology solutions in the professional services area are typically called professional PSA tools or professional services automation tools, because at the end of the day, if you can automate something that's very manual, clunky, paper-driven, there is automatically a sense of efficiency and optimization that happens. And those types of tools are, you know, there's a wide variety of vendors out there. We specifically focus on and are experts in the product called NetSuite OpenAir. We also support things like FinancialForce, which is a Salesforce PSA tool, and Uninet. But NetSuite OpenAir is our prime driver. That's what the company was founded on, of course. And that's the kind of solution that it has a wide variety of feature functionality. It's a great fit for a lot of different types of organizations. And what we end up finding is that as customers are looking for a solution, they'll turn to us to say, can you help us pick the right solution? That's always hurdle number one. If they've already taken that step and they're at hurdle number two, which is, okay, so we got the solution, we implemented it, but we're not getting the most out of it. And that's where we can really help is, you know, you've invested in this technology solution. You're expecting that bottom line efficiency, that optimization, that user adoption, and you've run into some brick walls with that technology solution.
What are some of the misconceptions that you come across when working with a new client?
So a lot of misconceptions, I think, when it comes to professional services automation tools are, you know, well, if I just purchase the tool and they give me a login or a subscription to it, I just log in and start using it. In many cases, professional services automation tools, although they are sort of a buy it and use it type tool, it really needs configuration to marry up with your business model. And that's where we excel. So, you know, we come in and work with customers and sort of set the expectation of, okay, so you did not develop this software, but there are still a number of requirements that you have that the software has to meet. Those requirements can be met by making sure the system itself is being configured. And I use the word configured versus coding because gone are many of the days of, well, if you want it to do this, I'll just write a piece of code and make it do that. A lot of things now are configuration-based, which gives more flexibility but also gives you some limitations on what you can and can't do with the software. So you'll work with the customer to figure out what their business model is and then look at the software solution and make sure that that software solution is configured to mirror or align with the business model of the company. Because what that does is it allows the system to basically work as a supporting tool to the critical mm-hmm. operation needs of the organization. And you want to really focus on things like end user adoption, right? Just because the system can capture this kind of data, if the end users are not putting that data in, of course, you're going to run into some problems because now the data is not there and you won't be able to get the information that you're looking to get out of it.
Tell us about the team, because I would imagine that this is a very sort of, you know, you'd have to be an expert in this field to be able to offer these services that your company does. So tell us about the team that you have at Top Step Consulting.
Yeah, I really have a really strong team, and I'm proud to say that. And it's reflected by the feedback I get from our customer base. All of our customers are referenceable. Everyone gives us a lot of kudos, and they specifically make it a point to reach out to me and let me know how great my team has been in delivering services for them, which is nice, you know, as the manager of the organization. So all of my team, what separates us and sort of differentiates us as a professional services consulting firm is all of us have held roles in other companies where we have been not only a consultant but maybe a project manager, focusing on things like managing the organization, maybe running the department. So we've already stepped in the shoes of many of our customers. We know what they're dealing with. We know what they're expecting to find. And when they throw terminology around or they throw an idea around, we understand what they're talking about because we've been in their shoes. And, mm-hmm. and nothing, it's nothing like walking in someone else's shoes and understanding their situation to be able to address that situation and answer questions before they even ask it, almost. So it's a unique scenario that we can support in the fact that we've been in the business, we've been in the organizations. We just are very good in these certain technology tools. And so if you have that tool helping us come in, not only being the expert of the technology, but also the expert of the, you know, business model that you're dealing with, is a great compliment because it saves a lot of back and forth misinterpretation and sort of terminology challenges, which if you don't have the right person, you know, implementing your solution or helping you with the solution can quite easily lead to misconceptions, misalignment, and that's where the challenges end up coming in when you're looking for the benefits out of the tool.
Tell us a little bit about the process. When you start working with a client for the first time, what would that client expect?
So we have a pretty tried and true methodology when we work with customers, and our first and foremost step with customers is sit down with us, go through your business model, and the business model is not just tell us who does what. We want to understand how do you get new business? How do you find new projects? Who identifies that and gives that to your professional services organization? How do you figure out how the staff is going to be? How do you make sure that you're managing skill set supplies? So we take everyone through the very detailed process and get all of the information we can about how do you run your business. And in many cases, people will say, well, you know, I advertise, and then we get customers, and then we write a contract. But there's a lot more to that. And all of our engagements start off with what we call this process workshop, and that really gives us a foundation to make sure that we are standing in their shoes and we understand their challenges and their scenarios. And then we turn our attention to the technology that they've invested in and look at if they already have it in place. We look at that to say, okay, so here's where I definitely see that there's, you know, a misalignment or ways that you can simplify system interaction for your end users or ways that you can get data out of the system that you're not currently getting. So looking at the technology then to align that with what we've just learned is the business model, and then helping the customer get to that end goal just to make sure everything lines up and they get that return on investment that they made into that technology and we're expecting to get day one when they implemented it.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more about Top Step Consulting. I'm Lucy, and my guest today is Jody Seesai. We'll be back straight after the commercial break.
Hey, Kate, how's things with the new business?
Oh, hey, John. Thanks for asking. It's going really well. Hang on a minute. I just got to retweet something a new client just said.
You know, I just don't understand how you have so many followers, not to mention the likes on your Facebook page.
And I can't even get over the hits on my website, too. You know, everything's going great, but I'll tell you something, John. I'm not doing it alone. You want to know the answer?
Of course I do. I want a successful business like yours.
AllPro Media Group.
Huh?
It's a full-service marketing and PR company that assists businesses of all sizes. Basically, what they do is transform your business into a brand through their marketing and network connections. John, imagine having a personal campaign designed just for you and then being able to reach hundreds of thousands of potential clients and business professionals worldwide. Just go to allpromediagroup.com for more information, and you could be reaching the next level of success, too.
Kate, you're the best.
No, I'm not. AllPro Media Group is.
ATS Computers. They're a full-service technology company open since 1994, servicing commercial and residential clients. They strive on their reputation with the community. Their website is www.atscomptech.com, and their number is 631-474-4674. Where can you buy unique and beautiful gifts that will be remembered forever? What can you buy the friend who has everything? Well, it's simple, and it's only a click away. Just go to rageineden.co.uk for a selection of worldwide gothic and fantasy art from world-leading artists. Choose from the exquisite figurines, chic jewelry, amazing prints, or even one of the trendy t-shirts that are bound to make a statement wherever you go, even if it is just to the local supermarket. Visit rageineden.co.uk. Every garden has a corner in the shade.
855-451-MOVE.com. Their name is their number, 855-451-MOVE. They are a full-service local and long-distance moving company based out of Suffolk County, New York. Their number is their name. They hold an A-plus with the BBB and have been open for over 5 years. Their website is www.855-451-MOVE.com.
You're listening to APMG Radio. I'm Lucy, and my guest today is Jody Cecil. And we've been talking about Jody's company, Top Step Consulting. So, Jody, tell us a little bit about your typical type of customer.
So, supporting the professional services, you know, industry really gives us a wide breadth of customers to work with. But what we end up finding is that a lot of the customers that are adopting these professional services automation technology solutions really fall into three main categories. And, of course, there's always, you know, unique situations. But I'd say the three main categories of customers that we end up working with are actually software companies, because although the software companies produce products and software themselves, they also have a professional services organization that implements their own software and solutions, and so therefore they have projects and timesheets and expenses and everything else that a person needs to run a company. The second one that's a really large part of the organization, which you may be surprised with, is actually media and specifically creative agencies. So organizations that have, you know, web sites, print campaigns, marketing campaigns, all of those have actually extensive project plans and timing and coordination with customers and stuff. And so those also have a need for the professional services automation tools to help manage their projects better. And the third, and of course that's where we fall, are these business consulting and technology consulting firms that are really there to help other customers design solutions, achieve end results, and so we end up consulting for them. So it's sort of consulting in the consulting group type thing. So those are our three, you know, main focus areas, and that still is a pretty wide range of customer base.
And I think you touched on it at the beginning of the show, but just review and tell us the sort of benefits that a company would receive from working with a company like yours.
So one of the primary benefits is being able to go through a technology solution selection process and implementation of that solution in a fairly painless manner. Because we understand the services organization, understand the needs and requirements and reporting and metrics and you know, human behavior even in those organizations, we can sort of anticipate what is going to be needed, what are best practices that would match your business model. Obviously, software companies run a little bit differently than creative agencies, for example. So, you know, our expertise in those areas provide sort of that base knowledge base, that subject matter expertise, in addition to us having the strong skill set in the professional services automation tool, namely not like NetSuite OpenAir. So we make the engagement more enjoyable. We get to the end goal with success in mind and always end user adoption, and that results in a happy customer, obviously.
And once you've gone through that process with them, is there sort of a part when you come back and review how everything's going, or what does the relationship look like once you've got to that end result?
So I'm happy to say that when we get to the end result, typically we then turn into sort of a technical advisor on an ongoing basis. Definitely we have a loyal customer who's willing to step in and be a reference for us at any time. And the other thing that happens is they'll call us up when they have other items. They're like, hey, we're bouncing off the idea of maybe merging with another company, or we want to roll out this new process. Could you come in and help us? So being looked at as sort of the reliable consulting team to work with is always a great benefit at the end, having a nice customer to work with.
Excellent. Now, I know that you do, you know, like you said, all these services that you offer when it comes to consulting. Are there any other services or resources that you offer for the sort of end customer?
We do. And, you know, because we work in the professional services area and working with the technology, we tend to also introduce things like project management methodologies and helping project managers understand not only how to work with the tool that they have to manage their project, but also to help them understand from a bigger picture, status reporting, being able to put a project management office in place, doing project reviews, just, you know, best practices on just project management training in general. And the other thing, because we are consultants ourselves, and we've been fortunate to be named 4 years in a row Best of the Best by SPI Research Organization from our, you know, running as an existing as a company, You know, we'd like to pass that information on, like what are we doing right that other people can learn from us, and we would like to let them understand what we go through and how we manage projects, deal with customers, make sure that there is always a success path in it. And so we also offer consulting skills training and workshops for, you know, companies that maybe they just want to polish the consultants they already have. Maybe they have all new consultants that really haven't been in the field yet and need that introduction on, you know, who are stakeholders, who are key people to interact with, and how to, you know, sort of be out there in the world of the consultant.
Congratulations on that title, the best of the best. I think that's amazing. Four
Thank
years
you.
In a row as well.
Four
what
years
do you
in
think
a row.
It,
yeah.
What do you think about it is about your company that allows you to win that title?
You know, we're still a small company. We haven't tried to sort of overgrow beyond our means. We're definitely wanting to make sure that whoever is on board with our team are experts. We all work very well together as a team, and our customers are very supportive of us as an expertise to rely on. And because of that, we've just had steady growth year over year. And, you know, when you have steady growth and a high customer retention rate and a high customer loyalty and referral rate, it just points to that you're doing something right. So I have to credit a lot to my team, actually, for that award.
Sounds like you've got a great team with you. And I want to look right now at society and how, you know, a lot of problems seem to be solved with technology, and especially in your industry. How do you see technology changing in the future? What sort of advancements do you think will take place?
I think there's been a lot of changes even up to today. And, you know, coming from a software background myself and being a programmer, you know, throughout my days in college, there's really been sort of a shifting of the term computer science, because now you hear all about the cloud. And that really has had an impact on organizations because they've realized a different way of operating, a different operating model. And specifically, that operating model change is related to what did you do to run your organization before? You hired a bunch of developers, you had a series of requirements, and they built a program for you to do exactly what you wanted. But, of course, if you wanted to change that, you had to have them recode it, and then they had to re-release it. And if you wanted to enhance it, of course, it was just a big circle. And after a while, you start realizing you're spending a lot of money on a piece of software that's really just something that you developed, and it's just going to always be a homegrown solution. And when companies reach that point of, you know, what is my return on investment? Should I continue to have this staff, having the risk of knowledge transfer not work as staff turnover happens? What if, you know, my servers fall over and I can't get to my software? What's going to happen there? And so having to take a lot of ownership on the operational model and the infrastructure, the IT infrastructure, that ownership now has sort of been relaxed quite a bit, because the whole introduction of the cloud has now offered solutions where you can have software that's critical to your business, but it's not on a single server that you own. It's not your organization's responsibility to maintain it, make sure it's enhanced and kept up to date and deals with all the modern feature functionality that you would like to have in the solution. It's a vendor that's dealing with that, and they're maintaining servers. Their focus solely is making sure that you have uptime 99.97% of the time. So delegating that to a vendor and then paying for that service ends up having a return on investment, because now you don't have to pay headcount and have the risk of losing knowledge transfer and having all of that disaster recovery and things on your shoulders. It's on the vendor's shoulders, and of course there's lots of guarantees and stuff in place. So even in the past, I would say decade, there's been a big shift in the technology. Now, what the future will hold, I don't know. I mean, the cloud's continuing to grow as a platform. You know, there's tons and tons of companies that build on that platform. And, you know, as we become more and more mobile in real time, I think tablets are going to, you know, start, you know, getting more and more involved. Everything's going to be optimized to a tablet, and we'll see where it goes from there. But there definitely has been a big shift in the IT footprint of companies.
And what do you see the future holding for your company, Top Step Consulting?
Well, I'm happy to say the software that we support, those vendors continue to grow in size. which is always good for us. And, you know, if we don't, if we're not the people that are helping implement the solution, we're helping the people on the back end, you know, get more efficient, or if they've gone through a growth period, how to accommodate that growth. So the fact that the vendors are doing well translates to us doing well. And, you know, we want to start, you know, emphasizing our other areas. You know, us having expertise in technology solutions is one thing we can help with. We want to start focusing on other items like the project manager training, best practices, consulting skills, things that are helping us work as a company so that other companies can benefit from us having learned and sort of put this item in place.
Now, for listeners out there, you know, who have tuned in and they like what we've been talking about, but they don't have a PSA tool and they don't really know where to start and why they need one, even though, you know, we've reviewed the benefits of working with someone like you, what would you say to them?
I would say that, you know, if you are if you're using everything, if everything is on a spreadsheet, you may want to consider putting it in a professional services automation tool. I joke that Excel is the best professional services automation tool because you type a number in and everyone trusts the number that's typed in. So if you're using a spreadsheet today to manage your business, you may want to look at a professional services tool. If you already have a professional tool and you're not as happy as you thought you would be with it, just give us a call. We'd love to talk with you about it.
Excellent. Do you have any sort of final thoughts, any pieces of advice you'd like to share with the listeners?
I would have to say, you know, purchasing a technology solution is not a silver bullet. You definitely want to make sure you pick the right one, and you want to make sure that you're implementing what you need, not what sounds good. So that would be my caution for everyone out there.
Excellent. And how can people contact you with any questions or if they would like to find out more information about your company?
We're available on our website, you know, www.topstepconsulting.com. There's a phone number accessible there that rings me directly if you want to give me a call. And we also have an email address, info@topstepconsulting.com. So there's multiple ways to reach us. And, of course, if you go to our website, you can find all kinds of useful information, free knowledge webinars that we make available for people to listen back to, and a list of all of our services and offerings that you may be able to take advantage of.
Excellent. Well, Jody, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been great having
thank
you on
you,
the
Lucy.
Show. You've been listening to APMG Radio with my special guest, Jody Cecy. This show and many others can be found at allpromediagroup.com. Thank you all for joining us today. I'm Lucy, and you've been listening to APMG Radio.
All Pro Media Group Radio showcases professionals on a daily basis. Be inspired and listen to experts from around the globe share their accomplishments with you. APMG Radio, success at its finest.